The owner of the Dallas Cowboys says it's absurd to say there's an established link between playing football and chronic traumatic brain injury. Is that so? I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News, joined by Gardner Shelby of the PolitiFact Texas fact-checking team, headquartered at the Austin American Statesman. A former touch footballer yourself, eh?
Yes, remember that word, former.
All right, well, how did you dive into this topic? It's not quite as political as you know, but it is political.
Politics is everywhere. Now, a reader pointed out a Washington Post sports story quoted Jerry Jones, owner of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, telling reporters at a meeting in April he's not convinced that scientific research has established a link between football and brain disease. Here's the reporter's question. No data in your mind to have a relationship between CTE and playing football? Jones' response, no, that's absurd. There's no data that in any way creates a knowledge. He went on to say, medicine is evolving.
You used an acronym there, CTE. Can you explain what that is?
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which very briefly is a progressive degenerative disease of the brain that's found in athletes and others with a history of repetitive brain trauma. And that's according to a Boston University center devoted to such research.
What did Jones say when you asked him about his dismissal of there being any link between that and football?
We didn't get any backup information from the Cowboys, but we did notice right off that Jones' comment conflicted with March testimony before a U.S. House panel. Jeff Miller, he's a senior NFL official, was asked if the link between football and such diseases has been established. His response, certainly yes.
What about actual research? Like, what do scientists say about this?
I have to share with you a ghoulish quality here. The research on football and CTE plays out right now that it's not diagnosed until after a victim's brain is analyzed.
Like, you mean after they die, right?
Right. And that kind of analysis has been going on for years now. Players donate their brains to science. Some of those brains show buildups of an abnormal protein. It's called tau. This degeneration, which is, by the way, long been associated with violent sports, including boxing, we're talking back to the 1920s, is associated with memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, impulse control problems, aggression, depression, eventually progressive dementia.
When did researchers establish the link to football?
Well, it's been within the last decade that Ann McKee, a lead researcher, said this before one of the Super Bowls. I have never seen this disease in the general population, only in these athletes. And she called it a crisis that needed to be recognized. Now, she also has since diagnosed, we understand, 176 CTE cases, 90 cases in 94 former NFL players, again, of brains that were donated. Now, another continuing concern is CTE develops among people who play any contact sport. We're talking about rugby, ice hockey, soccer.
But there are some unknowns, right? Not every football player is going to necessarily develop CTE.
Yeah, the consensus right now is that we don't know how common it is, when and why symptoms develop, how it spreads inside the brain. Johns Hopkins pathologist, Dr. Vasilis Koliatsos, told us the problem is not whether there's a risk, but how much?
Well then, Gardner, how did this claim come out on the Texas Truthometer?
Frankly, it's absurd to say there is no established link between playing football and CTE. That's why Jones' statement got our toughest rating, pants on fire!
Ooh, all right, you can read the full fact check at PolitiFactTexas.com. Gardner Shelby, have a great day.
See you at Cowboy Stadium.
I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.